Now, the first ship carrying Ukrainian grain has left the port of Odessa under an agreement signed last month by Russia and Ukraine. The Rezone is a Sierra Leone-flagged vessel carrying more than 26,000 tons of corn. The agreement for a safe passage was brokered by the UN and Turkey in a bid to avoid a global food crisis. John Hendren has been following developments from Odessa port.
You could see anybody watching this ship leave. There were just regular citizens taking pictures. You have to be very careful of how you do that because you can't take a picture of the port here, and the military's been here making sure that didn't happen. But it's been a long time coming, but the Rezone was the ship everyone had been waiting for, the first one to course off through wartime waters and bring food to a world that needs it very badly. We have seen on ship tracking devices that there are a few other tugboats in the port of Odessa, but so far we don't believe that they will be escorting any ships. Sounds like that first ship, they're going to want to take it all the way to Istanbul before they carry any more. That is the latest word we have. We did talk to a captain on a ship in the nearby port of Chernomorsk, where also grain ships will be leaving. That captain said he was told originally to leave today, on Monday, but that there have been some complications and they're still filling out paperwork. So we're still waiting for more ships, but the first one has left. That will be a test case. And if everything goes well with that ship, more ships will come. But this is still an insecure area. There was a Russian strike yesterday, and we just heard a boom a few minutes ago, but we haven't heard the air raid sirens that usually follow that, so we don't know what that is. But I've got someone here who knows a lot more about what's going on in Ukraine than I do. He's a member of parliament. His name is Alexei Goncharenko. And let me ask you first, what is your reaction to this historic launch of the ship today?
I'm absolutely happy. Because that is historical for Odessa, that is historical for Ukraine, and that is historical for the whole world. Because millions of people are saved from starvation and food crisis, which was artificially made on the planet by Vladimir Putin, by this awful blockade of the Black Sea and this invasion. I can't say it's over, but definitely it's decreasing now. And that is extremely important. And like, for example, Lebanon is dependent on Ukrainian grain on 80%. And this first corn, we can still see their ship in the which is leaving, is taking the corn to Lebanon, 26,000 tons. Egypt is dependent from Ukrainian grain and together with Russian on 85%. Just imagine these numbers. And all together in the world, 400 million people are dependent from the calories from Ukrainian crops. So that is extremely important moment.